Josh.
We are going live.
Cool. That's great.
Caliber's at a hockey game.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's at a. Is it Devils Rangers or
no? It's Devils Stars.
So then, like, that's what is. What
why does he even care?
He named his fantasy football team.
It's Carey's, right?
I don't. It's someone from that group. I don't know.
He named his fantasy football team after a Dallas Cowboys player. But no, we don't talk about that enough. Hello, everyone. It's Dylan from Yu-Gi-Oh! Everything, and welcome back to another Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Chronicles episode. We are going to be discussing episode 8, 6 of 6 of the branded Albion lore, the story of White. I have the greatest team in the world here to break down the episode with me. No Caliber tonight, but everybody else is here, which is great. Before we get into it, I do want to give a thank you to everybody that donated / super chatted in the last Chronicles Talking Yu-Gi-Oh!, which was in October. Huge thank you to Ice Aiden, Electric Kevin, Sean Gilbride, That Man, Axel Hero, and Janeth Ernst. Appreciate you guys greatly. We've got a great team here to dive into this episode, starting with Nick T. Nick T, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing excellent, man.
Good.
How about you?
I'm good. Sorry, water almost went down the wrong pipe. Pete, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, man.
Good, good. Dak, how are we doing today, man?
Doing wonderful. Doing wonderful.
Good. And Dredge, the man, how are we doing?
Happy to be here. Excited to to talk some Yu-Gi-Oh! With Jump Fest lingering in the near future.
Dun, so. Dun, dun.
Yeah, you know, we'll talk it all, right? That big, beautiful clock. We are down to 15 days. We are literally just over 2 freaking weeks from Jump Festa, which is very, very, very concerning. It's nerve-wracking, and I think it's going to be ultimately something that we are going to be discussing for a very, very, very long time. Man, where do we start with this? Do any of you guys want to kind of break down the final episode here, give your guys' thoughts, and of course, talk about maybe just the branded portion of the Chronicles anime in general, now that we are through the 6 episodes? Would any of you guys like to start?
Why don't you start us off?
Not really.
No. Okay,
get to fill the Caliber role.
No. I appreciate that.
You want to start us off?
Why don't you start us? Yeah. No, I appreciate that. So, listen, I thought it was a cool episode. I mean, the action was really, really awesome. We knew that there was going to be a lot of action. There wasn't too much in terms of like dialogue, I felt. It was really just a lot of fighting. But there were 2 Yu-Gi-Oh! Girl leads who I feel like got really cool tributes here. When Tri-Brigade Kit gets thrown off of her machine by the blast, and, you know, goes rolling into the mountainside and looks all dazed and confused. Felt like that was a great reference to, you know, Aoi's eyes and the lead girl of Yu-Gi-Oh! Vrains.
Oh, come on.
And then, of course, you know, when Ecclesia is saying, Albaz, Albaz, the whole episode, I felt like that was a great reference to, you know, Kotsuri saying, Yuma, Yuma, Yuma. So I thought there were some really, really cool callbacks to our main girl leads from, you know, Vrains and Zexal, respectively. But you know what? Konami Animation, once again, I think showed how good they are at strength in animation. Really, really good animation quality. Really, really good fighting scenes. And ultimately, you know, I'm excited to see where we go from here. We know the Charmers is next. I'm really interested to see what they do with that. From my understanding, that lore is not as deep and established as the story of White here is. And I know, you know, we're not even, you know, we're scratching the surface, but there's still a lot of branded lore that we can get in the future. We've talked about how maybe they'll do a part 2, although that is not guaranteed. Overall, the branded story, much, much, much better than Sky Striker. It's not even compared. It's, you know, there's no comparison there. Definitely a step in the right direction. And yeah, I mean, the fight scene was cool. I feel like there's really not like too much to talk about, to go into. I'm sure, you know, we'll go into stuff, but yeah, I mean, that was just kind of my general thoughts on it. I had to make the quips, of course, about Aoi and Cotity, you know, maybe unfairly, but
you're a horrible person.
Yeah, it's a foul for reaching.
Nick T, I would love to know your thoughts on this.
It was okay. Visually, really cool.
Agreed.
But I really hate beating a dead horse. But it kind of falls back to like the problem that I had with the last Chronicles series, which was what was that called again?
The Sky Striker.
Yeah, it's like there was zero. Like, all right, so the past five parts of this branded one, we have, you know, I was praising it the last time I was on. You know, we had a lot of world building and character building, all within the confines of a pretty small episode. But they kind of let you use your imagination and like,
yeah,
walk you through the characters on their journey. Great. Even though the episode prior to this one was sort of just more of like a, to me, just felt like a feel good, you know, like, oh, they're with a new group. Yay. They're getting along. Cool. Whatever. This one was the same thing as Sky Strikers, where it's a short fight sequence, no dialogue, characters show up, don't know who they are. Doesn't get explained. They should just say hello. It's like, okay, where was the lore part of it that we were like so accustomed to the past five episodes?
Yeah. And that is one of the biggest challenges when the episode length is so short. You have situations where it's one or the other. It's very hard to have like a perfect balance, you know?
It is hard. And I do give it its grace in that regard, but I just think after doing it pretty well, especially like early on in the branded you know, episodes, like we had a pretty decent balance. Like we're like even able to fill in the gaps. Like we're following that tri brigade group and like they're fighting another group. And it's like, okay, oh, I get what's going on here. And then it's just really this one. Okay. Our dude just becomes a dragon and we're fighting the dragon. I don't know. It looked pretty, it resolved kind of cool, but that's all I can give to it really.
Yeah, no, I think that's I think that's fair. I mean, I don't really, besides those two, you know, cheap shots that I made, which I apologize to the Aoi and Coach City. You know, you gotta have some fun with it. I mean, I didn't really have too much to say other than visually I thought it looked good.
It looked excellent.
yeah, for sure. Dredge, I'll throw it to you. You've been the chat. And by the way, I'm happy about this. You've been definitely the person who I think has enjoyed the Chronicles the most. I'd love to know your thoughts here as the branded portion has come to an end. Just your thoughts on the branded portion and your thoughts on the final episode here.
In pure just comparison of branded to Sky Striker, it's night and day.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Branded is mountains and mountains better. Which I feel for our Sky Striker fans out there. Overall, again, I think in the beginning, I was harsher, kind of like everybody, where I had such high expectations. I expected it to replace the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. And as it went on, I just kind of tempered those expectations. I understood it was going to be 5 to 7 minutes of, you know, content that had a small story, that was, you know, greatly animated. I praise the animation the entire time. This animation level, it was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime, you're going to get tons of people watching, which is hopefully the end goal at some point. But yeah, the branded, it wrapped it up. I liked the little kind of ending they did. Again, I can agree with Nick T. The last two, or at least this one, weren't basically as there wasn't as much dialogue, which I did enjoy the dialogue earlier on in the branded lore. But yeah, again, it's the same thing Nick T said. You said, Dill, it's only 5 to 7 minutes. It's one episode a month. That's all we're getting from Konami right now when it comes to anime content. Oops, sorry. It's just not enough. It sucks. But that being said, for what it's supposed to be, I think it's done a good job. And hopefully that continues with Charmers. Hopefully we get, you know, maybe that consistent 7 to 8 minute episode we keep building up. I'd love to see it build up a little. I'm not going to expect that. I'm going to expect our same 6 minute episodes with some dialogue, some world building, and you know, these are the crumbs we get until hopefully in about 15 days when there's announcement of some kind, so we can have a different podcast every month discussing that.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel bad. It was one of you guys, and I feel like somebody's made this comment before we went live for this podcast, the last three or four times we've done it, where it's like, we're just going to say the same thing. And, yeah, and you know, we're good. And, you know, I feel bad. I feel bad for the people tuning in and everybody tuning in and watching who are listening back. Thank you. You know, obviously, we greatly appreciate it. I wish there was more for us to dissect and jump into. But like, you know, I made the decision, you know, in conjunction with the team, obviously, 3 or 4 months ago now, that we were, you know, this podcast, for those that might be later, maybe haven't heard, starting with the Charmers moving forward, we will only be doing this podcast once for every single anthology, because we do feel like there's something better we can be putting in this Wednesday night slot once a month, rather than just kind of talk about the same things, about the episode length or the animation looking great. And, you know, because that's ultimately what happens when you have these shorter episodes that are infrequent. And, you know, it just feels like the same thing. It feels like redundancy over and over, which is why for the Charmers and moving forward, you know, we're only going to be doing one at the very end. I think that will give us a lot more substance for that specific episode, which will hopefully in turn make the content more enjoyable for everybody watching. Dak, I'll throw it to you real quick. Just kind of your thoughts here on, you know, episode 6, episode 8 of the Chronicles.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fine kind of ending, I guess, to this kind of like arc season, you know, whatever you want to count it. You know, as, you know, short story, you know, a nice little happy ending, all things considered, some, you know, fun kind of little reveals, I guess, you know, in terms of some other characters, you know, popping up and some cards that you didn't get to really see leading throughout. Definitely didn't feel like it was over until I, you know, the credits were kind of rolling. I was just like, all right, they summed that up in, you know, 2 seconds, that whole like battle more than anything. But mm-hmm. you know, great animation and, you know, a choreography there for, you know, for the fights kind of part that they had. But you know, definitely nice to kind of see them be able to kind of have, you know, overall a happier tone, I guess, as it kind of fades out. Would have loved more dialogue and world building, or kind of, you know, even seeing Albaz kind of turn back into Albaz instead of, you know, just kind of a slight transformation and flying away. But that's my own personal kind of preference on the story there. But you know, I mean, I can't say it was bad. You know, there's nothing I can say beyond what we've said. You know, animation continues to look better. It just makes me look more and more forward to Charmers, when you're, you know, probably going to see, you know, spells getting shot out and all these different things kind of happening. True. If there's any action going on in those, like, I think that those will look great. The dialogue and world building they had, you know, in previous episodes makes me look forward to that, you know, with something like this, because I'd assume Charmers will be a little more dialogue heavy, because it is. You know, kind of more of that type of setting, from my understanding. But it, you know, gives me hope for the future. They did a great job with this first kind of a series. I don't even count Sky Striker as anything, really. But I mean, yeah, nothing really bad I can say. Just the usual stuff. You know, I wish it was a little bit longer.
Yeah, same. I'm right now compiling all the you know, one of the coolest things about this project, and I said it even before, you know, it started, is that we will kind of be able to track how many people are actually watching these episodes, something that we don't really have access to with, you know, Vrains or Arc 5 or Zexal or Sevens or Go Rush, because we don't know how many people, you know, people like to use the Nico Nico rate. The Nico Nico tells a very small story. You know, we don't have access to like Nielsen ratings over in Japan, how many people were watching Vrains on Crunchyroll. You know, we don't have access to that data. But with the Chronicles, we would know exactly. Well, now we might have a hookup. That's true. With
yeah,
Crunchyroll.
I was gonna say, you knew exactly what
I saw
we
the
got,
reaction.
We got an inside
yes.
guy.
Yes, we do have an inside guy.
I did bring that up to him at Friendsgiving. he came to the dark side, and he goes, "What do you mean?" I'm like, "I heard the news. I heard the news." So.
Somebody associated with the group. I'll put it like that.
He's gonna get Zexal on the Crunchyroll.
If he does, I'll let him stay at my house rent free for a year. If he does,
you heard it here. I heard that.
All right, hey, that's crazy. Flip it, mark it down.
I'm sure Ivria is gonna love hearing that.
He's gonna come in. Oh, great! You're here for the next year. That's awesome.
God,
you know what? Zexal subbed on Crunchyroll. Zexal subbed on Crunchyroll. It'll be worth it. Listen, let me just say this. We are going to, we can track how many people are watching. I'm going to compile the data. I'm going to share it on stream in a little bit. But before I do that, Pete, I would love to just hear your, I mean, going last in this spot has to be so difficult.
It is the worst.
It's normally difficult when we would do it for a Vrain Sevens or Go Rush episode, because it's like, yeah, I don't really have much to say that wasn't said. Well, for this, I mean, really, it's an impossible task, but what were your thoughts just overall on the whole branded experience?
Yeah, I guess I'll try to conquer this impossible task. I kind of just was thinking what Nick T was thinking, where this episode kind of lost some steam for me. Right. I really like the last two or three episodes, and this episode felt very disjointed. It was just like a mishmash of a battle with like minimal dialogue, and then we ended, and then we kind of had like a mid-credit roll of like, so this is what the characters are up to now, and I'm like, what? So like that, I guess that, yeah, you know, they had to wrap it up. It's the sixth and final episode for now of this whole branded arc, which I have enjoyed, I mean, vastly more than Sky Strikers, but to be fair, it had triple the amount of episodes, and the Sky Strikers stuff was literally kicking off the entire, you know, brand of the Chronicles.
Yeah.
So I guess I have to take that into comparison. Yeah, I did. So yeah, there you go. But yeah, it was all right. You know, I mean, this episode I definitely think was the lowest of maybe the six episodes for me. I just like, yeah, cool, flashy battle, a little bit of blood, fun. I don't really care. Like, it just felt like it was just, why are we here, or what's actually happening? He's not turning back. Albez is not turning back into his kind of like humanoid form. Those were interesting choices. The only other thing I guess I could add is, it was funny, the literal thought I had as I finished watching this was the top comment on the Chronicles video, where those characters, I don't even know their names, the characters that are standing on top of the rock formation, sure. I'm like, they're straight aura farming. Like, that's exactly what's going on right
only
now. And right as the top comment literally said, the characters come in, threaten to kill the main character, say nothing, and aura farm. And I'm like, there you go. Now that sums up the whole episode right there.
Now, it was not said, and if you're not familiar with the lore and the cards, you probably, I don't know if you guys realize this, but the girl character was flirtless from the first two episodes.
Yes. That I had figured out. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. That's right.
Oh, we knew it from the comments.
Right. I was going to say, it's not obvious. At first, I was even like, that is flirtless, right? But I think that's kind of a little bit of an issue. You need to be pretty familiar with the lore. I think it's tough if, and you guys have that perspective that I don't, where, you know, you don't know anything about the lore. You're watching this completely blind to it. I don't know if it does the greatest job of explaining and being clear about everybody that's involved and everything that's going on.
Not at all.
Okay. Yeah.
That being said, I enjoyed watching it, and I enjoy the lore of it. I still don't know exactly what it is I've watched.
Sure.
Or anything. I don't know anything about any of the characters.
The character that Albaz was fighting, Dak, you'll know, but do you three know the name of that beast?
Oh, the snake looking sea serpent looking dude?
Yes.
The sand serpent thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, thing out of Dune.
Was that a Venomous King or something?
No, it's Golgonda, but my point was, they never talked
Golgonda
about it, right? They never talked about it. Right.
They'd be like Golgonda in this desert.
Yeah, they didn't name drop them.
You know? Which you would think, okay, here's an, like, right? You know, like, this is my issue. I understand
this is your
anime are short format, right? And that they only kind of breeze through it. It gives you like just an idea of what the lore is, and it's like all just for more show. They could have, last episode, when they meet up with these guys, they're traveling through the sand, they could have at least name-dropped this character.
Yep. The final fight.
It would have been one second.
Yeah.
Hey, let's keep an eye out for what, can't remember what you said the name was. And they don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, it's just
a... How does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
It's rushed. It's just extremely rushed.
Like, I felt that with this episode. Yes. I did.
It lost its steam this episode for sure. But they kind of had to wrap it up for what they got right now. So they were like, "Oh shit!" And then they just put all this stuff together. And maybe the voice actors weren't around that day, so they're like, "No dialogue. Let's just do some fighting." Here we go. So.
No, I'm telling you, they wanted to reference those Studio Gallup girls, and I think they did a great job doing that.
Okay, you got to put a little more respect on Owie and Goat than him. I mean, come on.
Come on.
At least Owie.
When Kit was flying off the mech and, you know, rolling in, I thought she was going to crash into a cliff. You didn't think the same thing. You didn't think Soulburner blue girl.
No.
The first thing I thought I was like, you know, you had the classic like anime like swirly eyes, and I was like, yeah, they're like, is she okay? And I'm like, yeah, just concussion.
Yeah, right. Like, mild concussion.
All good. Yeah,
mild concussion. Well, listen, I'm gonna show everybody watching right now, and you know, I'm gonna give my thoughts on this, and you know, maybe this is not really like that big of a deal one way or another. One of the coolest elements about the Chronicles is we can see how many people are watching. We can see how many people are tuning in, how many people are clicking. You know, we can't see unique viewers, but whatever. That, I think, is really cool. We can almost track it. Now, when I show you these numbers, you have to remember two things. One, there is a bit of a delay, meaning when you compare episode 5 to 4, episode 4 has been out for a full month before episode 5. Episode 2 has been out for a full 3 months. However, the second thing, and I know this because this is how YouTube works, most of your views happen in the first 48 hours to 7 days to a month to whatever. Like, it's not realistic for a video that has, let's say, 300,000 views in the first 3 months to then get another 300,000 views in days 90 to 120. Like, if anything, it's going to be a very minor increase. So keep that in mind.
It kind of scales.
Exactly. It definitely scales. And again, you know, I'll talk about it, and I want to hear from you guys about it, and we'll talk. Here's the data. So episode 1, always going to be the biggest, and 811,000. I mean, that's a pretty large number. It's actually a really good number, I would say. Episode 2, 526,000. Episode 3, 354,000. Episode 4, 370,000. Episode 5, 293. Episode 6, which has been out now for 2 weeks, 214,000. And that's where we are at with the current numbers regarding Brandon. Now, I expect episode 6 to go up a little bit more, but I would be surprised if in the next 2 weeks, episode 6 goes up to like beyond 250, 260. Like, I think it's probably gonna, you know, max out around that area. Nick T, you seems like you have something you want to say regarding
the data. Mean, I feel like the data is like is loud and clear. I mean, other than like the slight bump for 4, this is like a downward linear fall.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it's 8, 12. I mean, yeah, almost not quite exponential, but like it kind of scoops down pretty low and pretty quick right after the first 2 episodes. So that's maybe not concerning. I actually think it makes sense, if anything. Like, the data is sort of in line with, oh, okay, this is all we're going to get. And people check out. I check out, right? I just watched the last 2 episodes back to back just now before stream, because I've been checked out prior to, you know, like after 3 episodes or so. Okay, I get what they're doing here.
Well, I think that's what it is, right? I think if anything, it tells you a story about audience retention to a degree, even if you want to say, well, episode 1's an unfair comparison, it's an outlier. All right.
Sure.
Episode 2 is 300,000 views less. And then even just looking at episode 2 is then that new base mark, if you want to ignore the first episode, no episode comes close to that. You know, 3 and 4 has some similarities, but then even 5 and 6 have a pretty significant dip from where 3 and 4 are. And again, I know that, like, yes, episode 5... you know, for a more fair comparison, we should see where it's at in 30 days. Episode 5 is not getting 80,000 views in 30 days. That's just not going to happen. So I think that's what it is. I think there's a lot of people that saw those first 2 episodes and then just checked out, because to your point, it's like, well, this is what it is. You know, it is what it is. Maybe I'll go back and binge watch it later. And maybe the intention was to do that. Maybe people will do that. But it's very easy nowadays to just forget. It's very easy to just forget about something when it's not on the top of your mind, and there's so many other things that can grab your interest in media and in the world. You know, Dak, you're a numbers guy. I mean, you see this. What do you kind of make of it from an analytical perspective? If anything, if there's any story to be told here. You know, my brother, Dak, before you say, my brother would always say, every number has a story. Every chapter is the beginning with words. What is the story here, man?
Wait, what was the second half of that catchphrase?
Can we get him to say that
as a sound clip?
It's just a load of nonsense, usual, you know.
I mean,
it definitely does follow the. I will say it follows a little bit of the classic kind of YouTube trend with some of those types of series. It's going to dip down. You know, those views going down is pretty commonplace with a lot. It's not all of them. You know, there are definitely are exceptions, but it is commonplace with a lot of YouTube videos and series and things like that, just for multiple episodes to continue to have less and less. I mean, even regular TV, you can often see it, you know, be the case. But it does definitely tell a story. It does show, of course, exactly that not as many people are checking back in or are as invested or looking forward to it. And I mean, definitely with it being once a month, with it being as short as it is, with there being other things that people can get easily invested in, it's very easy to cast it off to the side, you know, not want to spend 5 minutes even thinking about it. I mean, I can say I'm in the same kind of boat. I didn't watch the episode until, you know, earlier today, because just there was no point. And, you know, it's not something that I have to go back and see all the time too. You know, like with a weekly show where it's like, I want to see what happens next. I want to keep on going. I want to, you know, find out, you know, where things are going, because it's more consistent. It's on my brain. It's, you know, in my face, you know, and for a longer amount of time. I mean, definitely things like that do play a big factor in it. And I mean, really just, I mean, I would say with the stuff where they don't kind of explain a lot of it to people who aren't as familiar with the lore, it makes it a little bit trickier for them to want to be invested. You know, like, it's hard to sit there and look at a couple characters on a rock. You know, yeah, there are, you know, aura farming, but it's like, who are they? Why should I care about them? Oh, I can kind of vaguely recognize you from that one video I saw 6 months ago, you know, for 2 minutes. But it's, you know, without like knowing the cards, using it more frequently, or being super familiar with it, you're not going to care as much.
Right. Now, I mean, I'm just looking at like viewership as well from really big people in the Yu-Gi-Oh space, you know, MBT, SEMO, you know, and their viewership, I mean, they have videos that have been up for 2 weeks that have 90,000, 100,000 views. Obviously, it's not 2 weeks, 214, but we're talking only half of what, like, is the finale episode of the branded storyline, one of the most popular lore storylines here on the official Konami channel, subbed. Accessibility is not an issue at all. You know, that I just feel like that number is very low. Personally, I just feel like it's very low, especially when you look on the same channel, Dak, and if they have card game commercials, those videos get over 1 million views. We talked about how when they were rerunning, you know, Crash Town episodes on a VPN locked, you know, or region lock, excuse me, channel, those episodes would get 800,000 views. So, you know, I just feel like the numbers here are lower. Pete Dredge, I don't know if you guys have any comment you want to make about this.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a matter of, you know, you voiced your frustrations about the Chronicles, about that, you know, it really at Skyshare, it was atrocious. You know, we were saying it was bad. It's not really got anything going on other than the animation, which has always been good. But I think what you're seeing is just recognition that this is something that's 5 minutes. It's once a month. It's not advertised well. I think this drop-off makes complete sense. I'm honestly not concerned about it, especially because, as you just said, the other videos on the channel do great. I think this is them, you know, being put in a position where it's like, maybe we do need to advertise this. Maybe we do need to make it longer or more frequent. I mean, I think this is just going to be data that they're going to use and learn from. Again, as we've talked
That's
about,
a good point.
Konami animation is new. Konami's not new, but Konami animation is new. That is a true statement. So they're going to see, okay, the first one did really good. Is that just because the hype of like something new? And then it slowly fell off. And it's like, well, why did it fall off? I mean, they're going to look at this and go, there's only once a month. And it's 6 minutes. Like, maybe we need to, you know, do more episodes. It's giving them data. So I'm not super concerned about it. I'm also not surprised it dropped. Because as we've said, as it went on, it was like, okay. Like, you know, it was one of these, remember in the beginning when you had hope? Oh, the next one's going to be 7 episodes. The next one's going to be 12 episodes. They're going to get up to, you know, you in the very beginning, yeah. You were very excited, hopeful that it would grow in length. But unfortunately, as, you know, the title has said, it's going to be a short. And I think people really had the same thought as you. They thought, hey, they're starting off slow. This animation's great. If they could just make it into, like, the anime, this would be amazing.
Well, Dredge, every time they upload an episode, the comments are always, man, this deserves to be longer.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, to your point. Yeah.
So the hope is that Konami Animation is reading, you know, I mean, doubtful, reading the comments and using this data. Very doubtful, especially when the AI runs their English, you know, Twitter channel, but whatever. It's one of those things that I'm not really concerned about it. I just hope that the information that we have is used to better both, you know, the Chronicles and Konami Animation as a whole, being like, hey, there was a drop-off, and why was there a drop-off? Let's figure it out. And again, as I think we've all said, it's probably because it's a five-minute episode. It's once a month. We didn't even know it was out. We had to go, shoot, it's out. We didn't even know. Like, there's no advertisement for it. I think if they do some things better, people will definitely be a little bit more interested in watching it. So, But again, we'll see.
I did just update it with the first two Sky Striker episodes as well. And you can see there's just, so, I mean, that first episode of Sky Striker was so bad that, you know, there was
still
such,
got 820
such, yeah, I know, such a massive drop off in the second episode, which was abhorrent in my opinion. Pete, I any thoughts that you have? I mean, you've been in the YouTube game for a very long time. You know a lot about, you know, viewership, especially with big channels. I mean, what do you take away from the data here?
The only other thing I could add to this personally would be the Sky Striker to Branded thing is kind of where my mind goes. And, you know, episode two, we already kind of knew what we were getting into with Sky Strikers at that point. It had 380,000 views. So in my mind, maybe Sky Strikers are just, it was liked more. Maybe it's just a more popular growing thing that people were more attracted to. And you're talking about 2.5 minute episodes, especially in the second one where you know what's going to happen. Yeah. All right. Branded in the first episode, it massively picks it back up. It's longer. People are like, all right, something new. But that drop off, especially in the last two episodes, is so significant. I think, look at what, 293, 214? That's significantly less than 380 in that second episode of Sky Striker. So it just makes me think, like, hey, I think that type of lore might have just appealed to more people as a whole. And obviously we could have debates about people who know the lore way better than I do of why that would be the case, but that's kind of where my mind goes.
Here's something I'm saying, very well said. I'm so interested in this. And Dak, correct me if I'm wrong, Branded, Sky Striker, the love that the community has for those two decks, those two archetypes, those two lore stories is generally larger than the love the community has for Charmers. Do you feel like that's a fair statement?
No, you're wrong. No, I'm kidding. No, definitely you're right. They 100%, I would say, Branded and Sky Striker are
two of the biggest.
Loved a lot more. They're definitely two of the biggest. Now, I mean, from my understanding, I know with it can vary a little bit here or there. Like they do have, I think, more Charmers figures and things like, you know, kind of merch kind of stuff than they do something like Branded. But obviously, I mean, you know, there's Sky Striker stuff out there and everything as well. So it's interesting to kind of see from that perspective that maybe, like, they're kind of just trying to see, almost see what works, I think. You know,
yeah,
draw in.
And the reason I asked you and the point that I was getting to, will the first episode of Charmers get to 800,000 views? Which it did for Sky Striker and it did for Branded. But now we are 6 months, half a year since Branded started. We are 9 months into the Chronicles production as a whole. I do not think Charmers episode one will even get to 500,000.
Nope.
I think that's 500,000.
I think we could get to anywhere between 5 and 6. I think that's kind of the half.
I just don't think Charmers has the market power that Branded and Skystriker do. I just don't think it does.
I think I strongly disagree with you, and mainly because not that why you gotta be like that, Nick T?
No,
I think it has potential. Purposely, because when is the next episode of Charmer supposed to release?
End of December.
Okay, what is December 19th? What are they going to make sure? What are they going to make sure you know is coming out? 100%. This is going above 700, and I'm extremely confident. Just because they're going to talk about it. And again, they will. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If they don't talk about it, it means they're talking about Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 or a movie. So you should be happy that one of those things is going to happen either way. Hopefully it's Yu-Gi-Oh! 9.
Or Dredge, if they don't talk about it, that's just a bad sign in general. Like, let's say Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 or anything isn't announced and they don't talk about it.
And they don't talk about it, that would be very bad. I'd agree with you. If that's the case, I would be star. I'd be so caught off guard.
Yeah, you have to push that product as a new studio. Especially no because
it's going to be releasing around Christmas, arguably, the 25th, 24th.
No, that's a good point.
I think they're going to talk about it. I think it's going to bring the hype back. And with anything, right? Most people always try the first of almost anything, right? Yep. They'll watch the first episode. It's not for me again. Maybe it's going to be different this time. Oh, it's only the first episode of Allure. So I'm very confident this is going to get over 600,000. Now, do I think it deserves 600,000? Probably not. No, it's probably not going to be as good as, as we just said, Skystriker and Branded are the two more popular lures. But again, it's people always want to see what's new. What's the new thing? And again, I do think that we're going to get some sort of promotion or discussion at Jump Festa. And that's just going to really ensure that it gets closer to that number. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, the best part about the Chronicles is that the data is right there. It's in front of us. And the numbers will tell the story. I really think there will be a significant drop looking at the first episodes when you compare Charmers to Skystriker and to Branded. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, listen, they will promote it during Jump Festa, but I don't know if that's going to bring it. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, listen, it's all speculation. Yes, Dak.
There is a Chronicles OCG and TCG deck coming out in January as well.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
That's for...
I think it's been announced. It says it's set to come out January 24th, 2026. It's kind of like a starter deck. It's a Charmers Spirit deck. They they did one with Albaz and all that not too long ago.
This is like when you make a bet and then the line just moves crazily and then it's like there's actually info comes out. You go like the quarterback's hurting the other team and you go I'm locked in.
That's when you overthink it. There you go.
Dak's right. What do you? That's
of course Dak's right. But I don't listen. If I've learned anything from the 10 years I've done this, do not put your faith in people that are very into the card game on a large majority watching the animated product. The case for Yu-Gi-Oh, it would be on the level of Dragon Ball and One Piece, and it's nowhere in the discussion. So I agree with you there.
However, what I'm saying is you just have multiple things promoting this and it's coming out in like a month. I just think the timing – if this was before Jump Festa, and even if that would I would be in so much agreement with you. If it was like, it's coming out December 12th, I'm like, no announcement? Yeah, it can be below 500, 100%. But with the Jump Festa and the announcement of the OCG struck, even if it's not a lot, Dill, even if it's only an extra – let's just say 50,000 views from that. That 50,000 is going to bump it up. It really is.
So it'll be
10% of what I need.
It'll bump it up to like 470. It'll bump it up to that range.
Now he's being inflammatory.
Hey, Dill. So now we're gonna have a Dill. You said your confidence below 500. Is that correct?
I believe it will be below 500. Yes.
Let's do a friendly gentleman's wager then. Let's do this. What do you want to do?
Well,
I think it'll be over 500.
You said it'll be over 600. So do you want to set it at 550?
Okay, that's fair. Yeah, 550. Okay.
And I said it's between 5 and 6.
Yeah.
So do you want to do the loser buys the other like ice cream? You want to go crazy? You want to do something? Have to dress up?
I'm fine with a large thing of ice cream. Yes, I'm fine.
Ooh,
with that.
Like large ice cream.
What? By the way, we're looking at the 30 days.
So it's 30 days when the most views. Is that technically when we should get it?
I'm telling you 30 days. Like if I don't know the exact date, I could probably get it. But looking at, Skystriker episode 1, 820, I'm sure, 750 of that was probably in the first 30 days.
Give me 40 days and I'm in.
All right, I'll give you 40 days.
That's fair. Because realize that extra 10 days, what you just said, won't make a difference. So let's just be safe.
That's fine. By the way, right. I want you to know that no Chronicles episode has reached 550,000 views in five episodes now.
You're not scaring me
of the most popular lore archetype in the franchise.
Not worried
episode
about it.
Episode two.
How
many of the first episodes of a new lore from Animation Chronicle hit over, I don't know, let's say 800?
Over 550.
Two for two.
Yes.
We're two for two.
Yes.
And you're giving me 550? You're giving me 250K less? easy money. Come on, man. What are you doing?
We'll say it, dude.
This is why I'm the gambler.
Every group needs a gambler. Yeah. So no, I'm happy we have you. But listen, I think you're all, you know what? I also think you are overlooking. I've talked to a lot of people. I think you are overlooking the amount of Yu-Gi-Oh fans who, if a new show doesn't get announced at Jump Festa, they are abandoning the franchise.
I mean, hey,
I've had a few fans say to me, this is the last stand. You know, this is it.
Yeah.
So I think you're overlooking.
Less than.
I think you're overlooking that potential exodus.
No, I'm not. I'm confident enough to know that people will go back on their word for one. And unfortunately, we still want Yu-Gi-Oh. So if they give me anything and that's all I'm going to get, I'm still going to check it out. I'm not going to be happy about it. I'm going to complain. I'm going to be in the comments sale, but we're going to check it out, man.
No matter how long it takes.
Now, are there a few people? Yeah, whatever it takes, as Captain would say. Even if people are saying it, I guarantee if I could track their internet, they're searching all the time. They're hoping. Like, they're just saying it because it's they're frustrated and upset. And I get it, man. I'm upset. As someone who doesn't have a Yu-Gi-Oh! Content channel, I'm upset. I'm frustrated.
That have those channels are cooked.
Yeah, those guys, I'm sweating for them.
House of Champs, a big Yu-Gi-Oh! Content creator.
Yeah.
More on the market side of the TCG.
What'd he say?
Came into one of my streams recently and said, man, it must be tough.
Did he really?
Oh, essentially, and he was like, yeah, it's tough for Yu-Gi-Oh! Content in general, like even on the card side, like viewership is just down. And then you got an anime channel.
I can't imagine those channels, man.
Hey, when Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 gets announced in 15 days, we'll be cooking.
And we'll be cooking like
Nick Yagi, man.
We are
That's what I'm talking about.
That's who you're bringing up. We are also doing a for the first time ever, I believe on Thursday night, a Jump Festa pre-show. So more detail the Thursday before Jump Festa. So more detail on that to come. But
pre-show.
Yeah, no, it's listen, it's bad. Episode 8, Albaz beats Gorgonzola, and that concludes the branded storyline. Do we have some? By the way, that big beautiful clock, 15 days until. Jump Festa.
Yes, he's sweating.
I said it in the watch along earlier, Pete.
Must be.
I took off the dino onesie. It's an event, and I've actually been saying this for months.
Yeah,
I'm getting butterflies in my stomach thinking about it. It's an event.
It's gonna break you emotionally.
It's an event that I hope it never comes. I hope it never comes. And I've said that. No, and Nick T, I've said that. And after I said that, Nick T, you were like, that makes sense.
You're gonna stop
because. The thought of it is very like romantic, right? It's beautiful. You're out on the, you know, you're under the Tuscany sun. You got a bottle of wine.
Really?
There's a beautiful lady or man, you know, whatever floats your boat, sitting right across from you. And the reality is the rain clouds are right above you. And, you know, a hurricane is about to be unleashed. And all of a sudden, your beautiful dinner with the, you know, Gorgonzola cheese over the chicken parmesan is about to be completely washed away in Tuscany. That's the reality of it. So the thought of a beautiful, you know, Italian getaway with a beautiful person, your loved one, whatever it may be, is beautiful. It's enticing. Let's go. Let's book the tickets. But the reality is that hurricane is always brewing. That is my Jump Festa. So that's my sacrifice. You know, that's my challenge.
I'm just a little confused by the analogy. Is Jump Festa both the vacation and the hurricane?
The thought of Jump Festa and the romantic element of a new show being announced is the vacation, but the reality possibility of that vacation being a rain out is potentially what
so
Jump Festival
you'd rather
actually
never take the time to travel to the destination, just don't go on the vacation.
I'd rather always have it to look forward to. Sometimes the best part about a vacation is looking forward to it.
Okay. I kind of see what you're putting down.
Right?
It was a little it was a little bit messy.
Thank you.
I kind of
got legs
though.
It's got legs. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have so many things I could say.
I mean, he got somewhere. I mean, that
was a great analogy. That was one of my better ones.
That's the scary part.
What was that one you had back in the day with the, wasn't it like a rabbit, raccoon or something you had?
Of course. That was a great, I'm happy you brought that up. It was regarding Flame taking in Windy, believing that Windy, you know, could be fixed, and then that going to bite him in the ass when Soulburner dueled Bowman. And it would be like if you walk into your driveway and it's the daylight and you see a raccoon in your driveway. And, you know, we're all animal lovers, right? If I see like something, I'm going to want to pet it. I call the raccoon over. The raccoon comes over to me. I start petting it. It bites me and it has rabies. Now I got to go to the hospital. It's my fault.
Immediately, by the way.
Immediately. It's my fault because what the hell is a raccoon doing out in the middle of the day? I've got to know better. Why is Flame trying to take in Windy? Windy's corrupt. Windy's awful.
They used to be brothers in crime once. You know, they used to be kindred, you know, kind of spirits. All
the raccoon things. Used to be my pet. How about that? Do I need to add that to the analogy for it to make sense?
I just wanted to box you into a corner.
Dude, I can't. Too funny.
So, you know, that's where we're at. But anyway, all that to say, 15 days. Oh, dude.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait. I'm pumped up.
I'm.
Oh, man.
To rephrase, none of our lives are as affected as yours is.
No.
So I can't imagine how you would be feeling.
That's true.
It's not just me. I mean, there are a lot of people in this beautiful community that, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime has been there for them. It's meant so much. And, you know, I've met a lot of people that have said, man, Zexal got me through a really tough time. Vrain saved my life. Arc 5, you know, really, really helped me out, you know, when I was going through it. And I think every Yu-Gi-Oh! Show has had that effect on someone. And I know for a fact a ninth Yu-Gi-Oh! Show would also have that effect on someone. And so if that show never actually happens, that person is missing out. And that's what upsets me more than anything else. I know how much this franchise means to so many people, and I really hope it's not the end. And you know, I keep saying it, in 15 days we'll get a hint. Well, you know, we might get an answer, but we'll certainly at the very least get a hint as to what the future holds, in my opinion. But man, if they go through another panel and they don't announce anything, and you know,
they're gonna be inconsolable.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a tough rest of the night that we stream.
Yeah, it's gonna be brutal. I mean, it's gonna be brutal.
What if they do another live duel, but they bring on the Battle Beast voice actor?
Then I'll feel like that's actually a slight at me. Then I'll feel personally attacked. If it's like Battle Beast's voice actor versus like, you know, Hunt.
So the whole time, he's just going,
yeah. Boy. Yeah, I don't know. I get butterflies. I get nervous. I get excited.
I will say.
So you think you got a bathroom downstairs now?
You know, I'm unlikely to be at Jump Festa,
which is sad.
It is very sad, but at the same time,
you have the biggest smile because you're happy at the same time. Right?
It's not that. It's because
you don't have to take care of it.
I am very intrigued to not be able to see behind the scenes, so I don't actually, because again, as someone who's been to Jump Festa, behind the scenes is where you're seeing everything, right? The screen is just the reaction, but like I am gonna not be sad. I can't give Dylan that hug and that comfort whenever.
Well, hold on. Let's not act like it's set in stone. Come on,
no, I didn't. But I said whatever happens, because you'd want comfort even if you were right, and there is Yu-Gi-Oh! Line, right? Like it's not supposed to be negative. It's just, it is interesting that I'm going to not be able to see behind the scenes and only be able to see what is on the screen in front of me.
Yeah.
So I am intrigued how that's going
to
go.
Oh, he's already told me to FaceTime you.
I am. I don't think you need to FaceTime me. Apparently, there's going to be, you know, a good amount of people. We don't need me FaceTime.
You're watching him jump in the lake.
Okay. No, well, no. Hold on. Let me clarify.
If he did do that, though, Dredge, I definitely would send you a video.
If I get a FaceTime from one of you, I know he's doing something stupid. So I will answer.
But yes. That's what I'm saying. We have to have you on retainer, because otherwise he's gonna jump off the roof.
If he does something like dumb, then yeah. But
okay,
I'll encourage it.
There is a small hill right outside my abode. And by the way, it's going to be like 20 degrees. The ground is going to be hard as cement. I will be jumping and rolling down that hill if Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 is announced. Dak, you better keep up, man, because I'm sprinting out of the house and I'm running right to that hill.
You've been winded going down the stairs. I think I'll be fine.
Jesus Christ.
Honestly.
That was the biggest shot Dak's thrown in a while.
Yeah, I think I ever heard
well deserved
take a shot, and he just took a good one. That's wild.
That was good. That was
good. Didn't see that coming.
I don't have a response to that.
You know what's going to be crazy about this? Given that those of us who are going to be there, like if you do that, there will be multiple angle like footage.
Oh my god!
Multiple angles.
Oh, it's great.
It's
going to be great.
You could compile it.
I'm going to make the best behind the scenes video. It's going to be great.
You
and the shirt's off.
Career died.
The shirt's off when I'm doing that. When I'm rolling down the hill, the shirt's off.
Oh Jesus!
Because I'll tell you what's going to happen. They're going to show us the protagonist. Maybe it'll be a girl protagonist. They're going to show us the protagonist.
Tell us about your shirt being off for a girl protagonist, please.
Well, yeah, okay, it'll be regardless. It'll be regardless of protagonist. I'm just saying how the trailer is going to play out. They're going to show us the protagonist. They're going to show us the trailer. And shirt's coming off, and I'm bolting. I'm bolting out that door, and I'm running for that hill. And I'm running up the hill.
You're running up that hill?
Yeah, I'm running up that hill, dude. And then I'm tumbling down that hill. And man, what a moment that's going to be for everyone in the Yu-Gi-Oh! Community. Or it'll just cap what's been a tough, tough 2025. Let's hope that's not the case.
Tough life.
It'll cap a pretty tough 2026, 2027.
Cap the end of a tough career.
Yeah,
dude. All right, do we have any donations?
Hello,
or
how may I direct your call? It's going to be your future.
Jeez. We have some on your end and some on our end.
Yeah, why don't you start us off, too?
All right, yeah, I will start us. Dark Emperor Jay, thank you for the 100 bits. Random question, what are you craving to eat / drink right now? I am craving a cup of ice cream.
What flavor?
Cotton candy vanilla. With rainbow sprinkles and M&Ms.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
every time he says the most sugary possible ice cream. It's crazy. Dude, it's like I understand like liking ice cream, and I love ice cream personally. 100%. But to pick cotton candy ice cream,
but you knew he would.
I know, but it's just like, it's what a choice of like your craving. Like
then it's got to have the sprinkles and all.
It's just, Dill, what did you eat today? Might as well ask. Why not? Let's do that. Let's play.
Yeah,
here
we
go. You love asking this.
I do love, because I understand that your answer is going to be poor every time.
I had a bacon, egg, and cheese on a blueberry bagel for breakfast.
Okay.
Then for lunch, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Cheap and easy.
And for dinner, I had pasta with vodka sauce, grilled chicken, and
I said pasta with vodka sauce too.
Cheesy garlic bread.
So it's not, I mean, it's three
it's
meals.
Pretty good.
How many vegetables did you have?
I had also a Nature Valley granola bar as a snack.
That doesn't count as a vegetable.
You're still not.
You know he didn't eat any vegetables.
What was the question?
That's crazy, man. Did you take any vitamins or anything?
No.
How much water? You drank a lot of water. How much water did you drink?
I've drank this cup 2.5 times.
Okay, that's good. We'll give you the water.
Keeping away the pre-diabetes.
Yeah, I don't know how the water he's done that for this long, but
he's
calculating.
Water is the only thing I've drank today, by the way.
That's good. No coffee?
Go.
cup of coffee in the morning. Yes.
There it is. There it is.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, knew it was coming.
Forgot about
it. Any
taste
of coffee.
The main issue with your diet is it's just very, very. Well, actually, you know what? I shouldn't say that because you are very underweight for your height. So yeah, you can have carbs. That's fine.
Thank you. My coffee.
But you need more vegetables, clearly. So.
My coffee, I usually get pretty lazy. So if it's here, I'll just do the coffee and then I'll put maybe like a little bit of milk in. Nice. My ideal coffee is cappuccino, three pumps of mocha, three stevia, three pumps of blueberry flavoring, whole milk.
This gets wilder every time.
A couple of sweet and low.
I love it. I love it. He just goes off the deep end on this every time, and I just love it.
I've ever been to Dunkin' with him, the order awful. When he says it just makes my stomach turn.
You know what's crazy? It's a lot of sugar. The most criminal part about that fake order is both stevia and sweet and low.
Yeah. Like, so frustrating.
Like, why? Hey, why?
So frustrating. But yeah, you're eating a lot of carbs, not enough vegetables. Well. But at least you had three meals. I'll give you that. So
garlic cheesy bread sounds pretty good.
Thank you. It was really the Texas Toast brand. So you just pop it on the thing. You put it in the microwave.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. Did you cook any of that or?
I did the bread. Ivrea did
on the PB&J. Did the bread
chicken?
How did you do the bread? Like you just put cheese on and put it into
you open the freezer.
So yeah, I opened the box freezer. Out. Yeah.
Oh, so they're pre-made.
They are pre-made. They are pre-made.
Gotcha.
Toaster or air fryer? Would you put it in?
Oven.
Oh, oven. Wow, we're going fancy.
Okay, and then breeded all the actual like creation of the
breading the chicken, and putting it in the egg, planko. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. You're a lucky man. You know, she has time to do that in the day, and she works a full-time job. Lucky guy,
Jesus
man.
Jesus Christ. We have $5 from Sean Gilbride. Thank you, Sean.
She's great.
Thank you, Sean.
No, she's great. Thank you so much, my man. Thank you, Sean Gilbride.
Actually, we have seven. We have $5 and a $2 from Sean. Oh. The first one, Special Olympics State Bowling Champ checking in. Get it? Also,
that's
get cautiously
awesome.
Hyped because it's Jump Festa month again.
But I got I've got three letters for Sean Gilbride. S G S. Sean Gilbride Strike. Congratulations, my man, on being the state champion. I mean, that is freaking awesome, dude. That is weir could never. He tried. So congratulations, Sean.
Unnecessary strike.
Well, I'm just being honest. Sean, thank you so much for the super chat. Congratulations in all your endeavors and accomplishments, dude. We love hearing about it. I love keeping up with you on Instagram. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much, my man. I appreciate you very much. Thank you for supporting me and supporting the channel. I appreciate you, Sean.
And he continued with a hype of a woo.
Thank woo! You. I can't actually do it. My falsetto's gone. Thank you, Sean.
You'll take care of your throat. We have five Australian from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin.
Who do y'all think would win in a duel between Jack Atlas from 5Ds and Yuya Sasaki?
It is Sasaki. So
it is Sasaki. Okay.
Yeah, Yuya and the Jack in 5Ds actually did duel three times.
Jack doesn't count.
With results, Jack doesn't count.
The Arc 5.
The Arc 5 Jack. Yeah. I apologize, but that Jack I always viewed as a worse Jack. So that's tough. I'll say this. If it's Yuya with all of the you boys inside of him, I will pick Yuya.
It's a wrap.
Exactly. I will pick Yuya.
It sounds like the you boys.
If Yuya does not have the you boys inside of him, I will go ahead and I will pick Jack Atlas. I think Jack is the all-around more complete duelist. So I'm going to pick Jack Atlas on that
one. We do have to be careful.
I love watching Nick T, man.
What?
Nick T just...
By the way...
My fault.
By the way, I have a question. How would you guys feel about a Yu-Gi-Oh! 9 being focused on Kitamura, the guy from Vrains?
Yeah, I saw who commented that.
He texted me.
He wrote it in the chat.
Oh, I don't have chat up. He texted me. I thought that like he... All right, so...
I'll take it.
Dylan, what do you think about that?
I texted him back. I said I'd take anything at this point. Also, confirmation... The great and super talented Barrett Letty and his of course wonderful wife will not be able to be a Jump Festa. So
bamboozled.
Someone else will have to take the money.
Did JC ever RSVP?
Yeah, I think he's coming.
Hey, number one thing, Jump Festa this year. JC showing up late. Number one.
Yeah, he doesn't know you said that, always. So it's a fair bet.
Number one.
It's a fair bet.
We'll put it on the bingo maker.
We should make one of them.
Wait, what?
We'll make it after
one of those bingo makers. Of
oh my God, wait.
If you
that
do,
actually sounds like a great
you
could, idea.
If you have like a holiday party or whatever you got going on, the next day on the playback, you have no idea what's happened.
Oh, no.
You sit down with your bingo card.
That's a great idea.
Get bingo.
That's such a great idea.
If
I actually
you
have a holiday
do that,
day,
but... if you do that, do not tell me what is on the bingo card. Because
of course. Oh,
I feel
God,
like a
no.
lot of things
oh,
will be.
God,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
but Kevin, yeah, thank you so much. Dak, you're the only one that can answer. What do you think? 5Ds, Jack, Arc 5U, yeah.
I mean, I'm kind of in the same thought process as you.
Because I think you get so much stronger right after
That's the thing is, yeah. Kind of after, you know, as the show kind of wraps, he gets a lot stronger because he's, you know, everybody fused together. But I would say almost any point before that, Jack's gonna probably win. Especially 5Ds, Jack specifically.
Because when they're unified, dude, and they're all, you know, like.
No, he's got all the dragons and the, you know, all his deck. Yeah.
Yeah, the four
Wait,
dragons. The four
I'm confused.
Ds. Yeah, Dicty.
No.
Are they all one or are they all inside him?
They are one character. Well, both actually. They're one character. It's still Yuya, but they all their souls reside within Yuya.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Thanks for clearing that up, man.
You're just know.
Because the best way you can think about it is think of one person that's split into four and then so now that's four people.
They all met up in Yuya.
And they all merge, but they're all still their own kind of like.
It's like
fragment, you know.
It's the Holy Trinity, but it's four people.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's the they're Holy all, whatever you call that.
Just some four you bros.
Yeah.
The all right. Square.
I was confused based on how Dylan was talking. Like,
I'm trying not to be too spoilery because Arc 5 might be a show that we all watch at some point.
You're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Hey, that's something we plan to do.
Dark Emperor Jay. Wow. Thank you for the $2 donation, Dark. Hey, Dill, I was just curious if you wanted to push the Bloodborne bet to January since things got busy for you. Dude, if you want to push it to January, I would really appreciate that, and I will 100% do the bet in January, and we'll stream some Bloodborne in January, kind of even as a hype-up for the Duskbloods. And I could change the prize to 25 gifted subs. What were the original parameters of the bet? Dark Emperor, if you could write them in the chat, you don't need to donate again. If you could write them in the chat, and then Dak, if you can keep an eye on what he says and
just
read it.
Send it to me on Discord so it doesn't get lost.
Actually, that would be great. And then I'll let you know because whatever, you know, 25 gifted subs, I feel like is a lot. So
it is a lot.
Yeah, I feel like the original was like 50, like a $50 donation, which is like less than half of that. So
yeah,
we'll send it to Dak. Send it to Dak. And then what I have to do as well, I vaguely remember, but send the original parameters to Dak. We'll get it kinked out in January. Dark Emperor Jay, thank you for the donation.
It's a Orphan of Kaz thing, right? You have to beat him without
I have to
help,
beat the DLC, it? And the DLC bosses are much more difficult. And Orphan of Kaz I've never beaten, so yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never beaten.
Yeah, it was beat the DLC characters, and we need to see where the save was.
Oh yeah, because we need a save state of from that point.
I thought you beat Orphan of Kaz with having someone help you.
Correct.
You just never beat him at all.
Yeah, I never beat him solo.
Never soloed him.
Yes, you are correct because I did get the trophy, and this is back when you could message people on PSN.
Yeah,
and I remember I've
looked through the trophy.
Yeah, no. I remember I messaged the guy who helped me, and I was like, I was been stuck on him for days. Thank you so much. And the guy responded with like a winky face. And that was all he said.
Yes.
And that's all he needed to say.
People help him out, man.
Yeah, that's all he needed to say. And I got the
platinum. He knew you needed help.
Yeah. Yeah. Really cool stuff.
Rumor has it that was the early days of Let Me Solo Her.
Oh, what? Let me. Yeah, let me. Right. Yes. Yes. That's a famous meme.
We have $20 from JR Glenn.
Thank you. Oh, JR, dude.
Thank
up
you,
late. What?
Yes,
JR Glenn.
Hey, congrats on the Twitch partnership. Also, I hope the boys had a great Thanksgiving.
JR, thank you so much. And I'll let the boys kind of speak for themselves. How are your guys' Thanksgiving?
It was very good. I actually got to see JR, I think, in one of my streams around Thanksgiving. So that was good.
Yeah, Dredge, you were back, which is really, really exciting.
I was back. This is true. I'm trying to make a comeback. We're trying to see. I'd like to go live. Either tomorrow night or Friday morning, so we'll see what my schedule allows. So
Very exciting.
Friday morning. Getting a little crazy. Friday
morning.
Yeah, getting a little crazy. I have a dog.
Live from work.
So, but then after that, I don't have work. So,
let's go.
Have you ever thought about going live at your job and just like getting, you know, the people that you work on to just like be like, yeah, I'm cool with that.
And breaking the health.
But what are you breaking? You're breaking HIPAA? Yeah. Is that
It doesn't break HIPAA if it's Cal.
Yeah, what if it's
No. Actually, you saying that is breaking HIPAA. Yes.
I think he's meant
it. We're being HIPAA being real.
I said it.
For a second.
Hang on. What's the FAFSA?
I haven't said it on stream.
What's the FAFSA?
He has.
The FAFSA?
First of all, you're saying
you're the wrong.
My nickname in college was Young FAFSA. That's what somebody.
Oh my God.
Yes, it was. No, it really was.
So the federal, what is it? It's like federal student aid. It's like financial aid
for college loans.
Something like that.
Okay, that's not like.
I used to have to talk about it. No, it's.
That's not
HIPAA. But what's the one where they.
Although technically. On that back, and you did need permission to talk about that kind of stuff with certain people on your account.
What's the one where it's like, you know, the meme where it's, I guess it's not F FAFSA, but it's like F, you know, something about labor safety laws.
I love how Nick T. OSHA. Looking at their phones, and all of a sudden Nick T. goes first, like goes up like this, then Pete, same exact look. I love it. She's like, did he really just say that?
I wasn't even looking at my phone. I was looking at the. It still shocked me.
Yeah, Young FAFSA.
Yeah.
No,
Dill, I know what you mean with the OSHA memes, but this doesn't fit in that context.
HIPAA is like I can't give away someone's health information.
Right.
So being on camera without a release is illegal.
Now, Dredge, as a doctor, let me ask you this. So,
I'm not a doctor, but continue.
HIPAA only applies to people that are in some kind of medical agreement for actual injuries or ailments, right?
So what do you mean exactly by that?
So like Cal is like faking his injury, which he probably is. So that doesn't really fit under HIPAA, right? Like, I mean, he doesn't really have an injury.
When someone comes into the clinic, they sign something about HIPAA. The minute you come in, whether you're lying, telling the truth, which I do believe Cal is telling the truth, just for my experience. multiple things. I mean, I know he's telling the truth. But that being said, yes, you can't. Even if someone's lying, I technically can't say, hey, Pete, just so you know, your coworker is coming in for physical therapy. And I don't think they told their job because I can't do anything like that. So.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's very similar.
We can't get a stream going to work.
It's very similar to how, if you bring you bring a pet to a hotel and they say it's a service animal, they don't need to show any proof. You're not allowed to ask.
Well, yeah.
It just is what it is.
Yeah, that happened a couple weeks ago, actually.
What if somebody
brought his full dog in there and I was like.
Yeah. Our hotel is actually fully pet friendly. So it's not even.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. It is a $75.
We had a cooler one for Dredge's wedding.
Yeah, it's a $75 pet fee if you want to bring your pet, but it is pet friendly now, which is cool.
It's great. Wow. You just get to hear dogs just barking all night. It's awesome.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I love it, but yeah, I'm not staying, so that's fair. Yeah.
You got something else to go on?
No, I just wanted to say thank you to JR. Everybody else had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yes, thank you, JR.
It was good. It was a lot of fun.
Good. Nick, you were in Florida?
No, I was here.
No, he was not. I saw him. What do you?
On Thanksgiving? No,
no, not Thanksgiving. But
I thought you were in Thanksgiving.
You didn't go for like 5 minutes.
You weren't in Florida for the holidays.
I was in Long Branch and then Red Bank.
Boy.
Why did I think you were in Florida for the holidays?
I went to Florida Christmas 2023.
Okay, that wasn't that long ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Almost three.
I don't know why I thought that just happened.
Are
you good? Did you just wake up from the simulation pod?
Not only that. Yeah, not only that. That was also the last time I've been to Florida. So there's no way to confuse it.
Yeah, I don't know where.
I was off on that one. So, my bad.
Yeah, pretty off. It's all right.
Yeah.
It happens, bro.
Good going, Young FAFSA.
Yeah, that takes me back, dude. That takes me back.
I'm not letting you do it. We have five more Australian from Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin.
What's he say?
What is your favorite kind of biscuits or cookies, as you guys call them, in the world? Mine are Tim Tam, if you guys have ever had those, which I have no clue what they are.
Oh, they're chocolate covered, like chocolate covered, like wafer cookies.
They basically are. Yeah,
they're wafers.
Oh, are they wafers? Yeah, actually, those might not
it's
be.
It's technically a wafer.
Well, yeah, no, those are, might actually
kinda,
be.
They're
like,
kind of wafers.
They're called biscuits.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's you like know, those would pair with your coffee order, which was
they would. His coffee order? He would like
my coffee order is a medium cappuccino with.
Stop.
Nick T asked.
The pumps, right?
Three pumps of mocha, three pumps of blueberry. Two stevia, and two sweet and low. And whole milk.
Who's getting out there? Now it's only two stevia.
Why do you love to pump so much?
Stop. This isn't an after dark.
Pumping it up.
Into the coffee?
I can't. This is the problem.
You're like, pumping you cream into the coffee?
Off the rails, and it's not a week we can go off the rails. Like, I don't know. Like,
Oh please. God. These chronicles are basically after darks, just disguised as Yu-Gi-Oh. Let's be honest. I mean, come on.
We talked Yu-Gi-Oh more than the episode length. Does that count?
I think we each Dak talked more than the episode length.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Kevin, yeah, I've never had Tam Tam, but I'm gonna go with Milano. Dark chocolate Milano.
Ooh.
There's been times where I've eaten dark chocolate Milano and I've straight up like teared up from how good they are.
No, they are actually that good,
they're
though.
They're so good.
I don't think Malamar's counts. So let me.
Oh, yeah, too
it's
bad.
It's close.
Because they're so
it's
good.
Like a bit. It's like got the graham cracker with the.
Well, that's why. That's like at its base. Yeah. Like that's the difference between a
with
cookie
the ideas.
And a
agreed.
I think that counts.
Yeah. Because
the cookie in a Malamar is essentially a like Australian or British biscuit.
Yeah. I mean, we're allowing it. I'm Malamars. Yeah,
I would let it. Yeah, I would let it go.
I love Malamars.
I would let that,
like,
yeah, I love Malamars too.
I like Malamars.
You know what? I'm a sucker for
yeah.
the Pepperidge Farms Chessmen.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those are good.
Good pick.
The chocolate, like, wait, is that a different one? The one that it's the cookie with the chocolate pressed onto it. Those are still Chessmen.
They can be. I'm looking Chessmen up. It's like Chessmen.
I think there is a version of Pepperidge Farms with that.
There's a Pepperidge
Farms also has that doubled chocolate chunk. That's another good one.
Insane.
Montage got good ones. What about you, Pete, in that deck?
For me, my mom makes homemade Italian cookies that have the recipes from generation to generation. And it's like topped with like almond icing. That's like my all time.
I like S cookies a lot too. S cookies are really I love S cookies.
And you had a situation where
the Stella Doris.
Some freaks from Staten Island tried to steal your mom's recipe, right? And they like broke into your house.
We had to fight them off with a stick, man.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah. And that's a story for another time, but that was happened in high school and it was rude. But that just goes to show how good those cookies are.
Emotionally scarred me.
Well, it's fine. I mean, the most important thing is the cookie recipe is safe.
No, you're damn right.
We have $10 from Mr. Demon Sushi.
Mr. Demon Sushi reminds me of the 30-day sushi challenge. How you doing, Mr. Demon? Thank you for the super chat.
Hey, everybody. Just tuned in. What are you guys talking about? And the answer is a whole lot of...
Well, I mean, how long ago was that donation, Drudge?
If I'm being honest, let's see. Not very long.
Am I telling you?
We were talking about nothing, really. We were
so for the first, I would say for the first 50 minutes, we talked about the Chronicles, retaining to the episode or retaining to the branded in general or pertaining to the view count. And then we made a little friendly wager on how much viewership the Charmers first episode would have.
Yes, we did.
But then after that, you know, we got a bunch of super chats and donations, which of course I'm very grateful for. Thank you, everyone. And we've just been answering some questions, talking to chat, and talking about nothing. I mean, that's probably fair.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah, it sounds
fair.
About right.
It's fair.
Something and nothing all at once. You know?
And Mr. Demon Sushi, listen, thank you for the super chat. We're getting pumped. Jump Fest of 15 days. Quickly, I want you boys to go around the clock. Percentage likelihood. We get a new Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime announced. Nick T, what percent are you at?
I feel like every day.
It changes for me. I'll say right now I'm at 50%.
I'm going to say I'm at 40 right now.
Okay, that's fair. Dredge?
I'm sorry.
No, dude, that's how you feel. It is what it
is.
31.6. Okay, so one third. Dak?
Less than one third, but yes.
This is just for an announcement, not for when something's going to be aired.
For confirmation that there's a new show.
You're already asking too many questions. Just give a percentage.
No, well, I just want to make sure I heard that correct, because that does affect my answer. Okay. If it was like, you know, for this, you know, we're getting, it's coming out, you know, next immediate year, then I'd be a little bit lower. I'd probably be closer to that 30%. But if it's just something's getting announced, I mean, I could see a teaser. I could put myself at 60.
Wow.
For a teaser. Jesus. Okay, love it.
I like that.
Pete.
Yeah, I'm going to remember this.
10%.
Yeah. No, dude.
I mean, I just didn't want to be that guy. But so,
no, I mean, listen, I get it. But again, I'm going to play the soundbite. Nick T doesn't like it.
Behavior's a language.
Behavior's a language. And again, all we've seen from this company in 2025 is a lack of care. And so what have they done in 2025, this calendar year, that makes you think, besides just hope and belief, yeah, we're going to get an announcement? I would argue absolutely nothing. So, yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, I think it's fair.
Sounds like it's something Ryan Connors would do. Ryan Connors would tell me something that makes no sense. He'd bet it, and it would still hit. And I'm like, this makes no sense.
Well, so, can Ryan Connors...
That's why you'd be right about...
Are there odds on that Kalshi betting site for a new Yu-Gi-Oh! to be announced at Jump Festa? Isn't that a site you can bet on anything?
There is odds of anything. There was literally on the commercial, it was just like, what's the percentage sale for Hail tomorrow? That's a bet you could place.
Well, It's an illness, by the way. I think Yu-Gi-Oh is so obscure. I think Yu-Gi-Oh is so obscure, it will not be on the betting site.
Obscure?
Yeah, you probably could. I wonder what that
It's funny, if you Google, just to find a fun fact, you Google new Yu-Gi-Oh 9 announcement, AI comes in and says, tentatively referred to by fans, Yu-Gi-Oh 9s is widely anticipated to be announced in December 2025 at Jump Fest.
You can check that AI's source. I bet it's using me as a source. Video, yeah.
It's yeah, or it's hallucinating.
Well, the Dylan
no. Like that's a thing that AI does. Yeah,
you tell me the source that it's using. It should provide a source.
Where is it? I just want to include mistake. Learn more. Fans, keep deeper dive. Am I diving deeper into this now? Let's see.
Read what it's saying. No, read it, Drudge. Come on.
No, I found some fun in the beginning. That's the issue. I have Kalshi, so that's
read what the AI overlords are saying about Yu-Gi-Oh 9. This is how desperate I am.
Let's see. It says, well, really, it says there's significant community discussion speculating about a ninth anime series following the current one, Yu-Gi-Oh! Go Rush. The new anime tentatively called Yu-Gi-Oh! Nines by some in the community is predicted to potentially launch in 2026. Official announcements for future anime series are typically made at events like Jump Fest, and that Konami is not officially confirmed a ninth anime series. Yeah. And then there's more. I could do this for hours. I'm not going to keep reading. It's just too much. So,
I was hoping that maybe there was something we missed. That they found.
That you, who probably look every morning for something new, or... Yeah, no, you didn't miss anything.
Yeah, no, I know. What a disaster. What a disaster.
disaster.
No, come on. We got to hope for the best. Thursday night, I want to do it on that pre-show where we're live for a few hours. I want to take callers. I want to get people to call in.
Like you want to live callers? You can't take live callers.
You can't take live
callers. But radio, but how does radio do it?
Because
there's a delay.
But I think, isn't there a way that you can do a delay on YouTube?
Yes, but you're just...
That wouldn't work for our format.
The problem with delaying it is then you need to basically be able to put like a sound bit over when something inappropriate is said. It you're basically asking Dak to do so much work, and it's dangerous, because if Dak can't cover it and something said, you're done. Like, you could literally lose your channel. You realize that, right?
I'm aware of the risks. Yeah,
I mean, he's already losing his channel. He might as well take
it. There it is. That's what I was waiting for.
There we go. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great?
Me and some guy who called in just yelling about, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! 9. Wouldn't that be a great?
I don't think that's what he would be yelling about, buddy. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, this is YouTube. This
it's also my small. Again, all it takes is one troll, though. Yeah, I
exactly. I, somebody I finds your YouTube.
Literally, yeah. In this community, say some pretty awful things.
Yeah.
Do not open a phone line for that. I'm telling you right now.
You're right.
I mean, I don't think you, again, if you want to do it, man, do your thing. I don't trust human beings. So that's just,
I think what needs to happen is you and I, we'll take some time. We'll come up with a list of those who I think would be the safe bets
that you
to
accept
have in live.
Calls from. Is yes. that you want to do?
And then we do, then you have a mix of those people come kind of calling in, and then you have other people who, you know, maybe aren't as sure things, you know, be able to leave the voicemails. That way you have, like, you know, people like Colin and, you know, some of these, you know, community members who we, you know, have interacted with.
Have
we know
screened.
Or...
Have screened. I mean, it's as simple right, as that. You know. Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah, I exactly. like that idea a lot. That's how radio stations do it. I mean, trolls still can get through, but yeah. they screen callers, yeah, and talk to them.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's have a little bit more grace, leeway, and kind of establishment that they can get around if a troll...
I mean, the other option is if you really want to, you really want to allow anyone to call. What you do is you have them call and you literally screen them. You're going to take down their home address and their full name so that when they do defame you. No, I'm not. You think I'm kidding? No,
no,
I'm
I
mean,
know.
No, I know.
Just the way you came at it with that.
Or say something, you have to sue them. That's literally
yes.
what it comes down to.
No, I know you're not wrong. It's just, yeah, the way yeah. you said it was.
Oh,
it was mostly watching
scary.
The intensity because you leaned into the camera
yeah,
and
I
everything
want,
when
I
you
want,
said
I
it. That's
the
what that's
in
what
there
got
to
me.
No, you try to do something. The fear. We're gonna take your money. That's all.
All right,
that
we will. We're okay. Jump.
We'll figure something out.
Yes, yes.
George, I have an update. So, Kalshi, no Yu-Gi-Oh 9, no Yu-Gi-Oh. Can't find anything anime,
but
can. We can bet on what world leaders we think will be ousted from their positions this year, if that interests you.
I like that. I kind of want to vote on that.
No, we can just
we'll talk about that
in.
after stream. Yeah, we'll talk about after stream. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look at the odds.
Now, you know what? 10 years, let's lift the no politics rule. That will never happen. Don't worry.
Why not, dude?
That will never happen.
Let's
Why
just
not?
Talk
because
about it.
This
dude.
Is not the
we
place.
Got, we got
no Yu-Gi-Oh! 9.
Going for
no, this
well.
Is not the place. This is not
we
the
have
place.
$5 from
Electric Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin.
Who do y'all think would win in a duel between Crow Hogan and Shay Obsidian?
Well, they dueled in Arc 5.
All I'm going to say is I do believe that this is a repeat question that Electric Kevin has done.
I don't think so.
It sounds familiar. I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, he's definitely asked about Crow before, but I don't think Shay Obsidian.
And he's asked about Shay, but...
I'm just saying, it feels like a repeat, but I could be wrong. We'll see.
Well, repeat or not, without getting too into spoilery stuff, I'm going to
take Shay.
Yeah, I have to take Crow.
Yeah.
Because I think 5D's Crow is better than Arc 5 Crow, and... Yeah, you know, based on things that happened in that show, I have to take Crow. I think it's close-ish.
I just like Shay's death.
I think it's yeah. I think
Shay's
it's
great. I think he's
taking Crow, dude. That's a big step for you, man.
Oh.
Yeah, I thought you hated that guy.
Oh,
2026 is his Crow. Is his Crow arc?
I swear, people write.
You're
Crow
the
in
Crow,
comments.
Dude.
Okay, I comparing me to Crow does not bother me because I do not have a problem with him. I do not think he's a bad character.
I don't know, man. We're going to have to scrub through some of your old videos.
So some of my old stuff might have some things that were a little harsh about Crow, but I can tell you this. Nothing in the last 5 years I have said anything negative about Crow in the last 5 years.
Yeah, honestly, if I had the button right here, like you know what I would say?
What?
Behavior's a language, man.
I'll play it for you.
Behavior's a language.
You realize every time you do that, we can't hear it.
I know, and me and Dak, we're trying to figure out a way to change that. I might have to it's order okay, another. I might have to order another you, piece of equipment.
You don't have to. I mean, it's okay.
No, but I mean, there's other ways.
No, it's okay.
Now we'll figure it out, Drudge. I know you're missing
okay.
out.
No, not at all. We have five more dollars from JR Glenn.
What a dude. Thank you, JR. Appreciate you, man.
If I lose our bet, do I have to buy merch for the Jets or just follow and cheer for them?
Oh. You have to buy. I don't want you to spend more than $20 on either a Jets hat or like a Jets t-shirt, which should be about $20.
Jets t-shirt, like an old Jets t-shirt.
Yeah.
If you go, JR, if you go to like your local Goodwill, you might find a Jets t-shirt there for free.
I sent you guys the videos, right?
Free.
From what? Month like yes. last year yes. when I went to Goodwill and it was like 8-10 Jets pieces of Jets. Yeah.
How many Jets? You said. How many
honestly,
Jets?
Between
you,
like 8 and 10.
Eight and 10.
Wouldn't you want to send him welcome package?
I might send JR a care package. Now, JR is going to see...
Wouldn't, instead of making him buy something, you would want to pick it up for him?
I might also have an extra Jets like memorabilia that maybe I'll send to you. So we'll discuss that, JR. For those that missed it, JR and I have made a bet. Big game. And by big game, I mean a game that nobody cares about except the
big game for Jets fans and Dolphins fans. That's about it.
Correct. Between the Jets and the Dolphins in Jet Life. Sorry, Drudge.
I don't know why you're apologizing to me, but okay.
In Jet Life, where if the Jets beat the Dolphins, JR has to become a Jets fan for all of next year. If the Dolphins beat the Jets, and JR is donating, I don't remember the exact amount. It was like a lot, which he does not need. You being a Jets fan next year, JR, is literally like enough. But if you want to donate, you can, but you do not need to. You do not need to hold up that end. If the Jets lose to the Dolphins, JR gets to pick a game that I will base a 24-hour stream around.
What's funny is I did speak to him about this and gave him some sick ideas, so I really hope.
I gave him a great idea the other day.
I pray the Dolphins.
I thought my suggestion.
So, Judge, I watched that stream back.
Wait, he was in my streamer now. You did.
It was yes. The old stream. You and Pete actually gave the same exact suggestion.
I wonder why.
Well, you two were part of that stream, which I will just say this. And whatever JR chooses, by the way, if JR chooses that, I will have no annoyance towards JR. I'm coming after the two of you.
Yeah, I know.
If JR picks that game,
I would be
if
great.
We are doing a 24-hour stream in January, February of Donkey Kong 64.
I'm so excited.
And there's a reason Dredge and I get to do this. We saved your ass on that stream.
You did. That was a brutal stream. I was dumped.
We get this.
Dude, I was dumped. I was shit canned 2 hours before we went live. It was unbelievable.
I remember I was at Circus. I was at work and I'm like, yo, you have to push this.
Yeah.
You have to push it an hour.
1 hour.
The 1 hour was big, and I remember, you know, a couple of people texted. I remember John texted me after. He was like, yeah, I don't know how you did that stream.
I remember I had texted you early. It was like you had started that night, and I texted you like 9. Like, I woke up at 8 a.m. like, hey, dude, like, I know you said you want me at 11 or whatever time you told me, like 12. And I was like, what time are you? Like, if you can come whenever. I'm like, all right, yeah, I'll come. And then you told me. I didn't even know. You told me. I go, oh, shit. Like, all right. Like, I got you. Let me.
No.
And that's why I did all the push-ups. The
appearances, I think.
Then. Dude, that was. The push-up was rough, though. That was such a bad idea.
You did a lot of push-ups.
Terrible idea. Challenging Dylan's chat for push-ups was a mistake.
You guys were incredibly helpful, all of you. And then, of course,
now,
Cal was playing Among Us with her, you know, while that was happening. That's fine. No worries.
Yeah, you went to the bathroom.
I went to the bathroom. I turned the stream on, and I shouldn't. And I hear her in VC with Cal. I'm like, all right, that was tough. But Cal, you know, didn't know.
That.
It was a. But again, that person waited and did that maliciously. That was a stream I had planned out for 2 months, and
it was on purpose. Okay.
Yeah, of course, it was on purpose. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. So there was part of me that was like, I have to do this stream. But I...
Come on,
but,
Pete. That was Pete, not me.
I know it was Pete. I heard him. But I will say that there's a lot of people that have said that that's like the roughest they've seen me. And I think that was an uncomfortable viewing experience for people.
That's why you ended at 17 hours. It was tough to watch.
Well, we beat the game. And I was like, I have to wrap this up.
Yeah, it was bad.
Can't go over really seven more bad. Hours. That'd be too much.
So if that's the game that somehow weasels its way back into my life, I will not
Come
have
on.
Any annoyances towards JR. You two are the two that I will go after. But remember now, that
in
game.
Their, in their defense, people mentioned it in my chat too, without either of them being there prompting it. And before Dredge returned to streaming to talk about it.
That's crazy. So,
it's like Inception.
It's a famous game in our friend group and community because you also have to remember that Pete and Calibra's failure to 100% that game caused them to wear a...
It was an unfair bet.
Well,
can we talk about how you tried to rope me and Carrie into that too?
I did. It did not work, but I did try to rope you guys into it.
He was like, "You want to play until they're ready to help them out a little bit?"
Yeah, and you guys wore, you know, a Niners jersey and a Taylor Swift Chiefs jersey.
That was my last Jump Festa. That was a very dark day.
Yeah, that was a brutal Jump Festa, dude.
Yeah, that was tough.
None of the Jump Fests have been good that we've all been to. you realize that's why I'm not gonna lie to you. Part of me is like I can't go because we have to change something with the voodoo. Because all of us are together, I mean, it's been terrible.
We can cut them out of the state. What more can we do?
We can cut I don't know.
Exactly.
Let's cut a wrestling style promo.
Pizza
before Jump Festa. Like the day of
WWE style,
air Konami into release.
Do you know what's so funny? I thought about doing it to a song, which was a song that was used in the John Cena Randy Orton like promo back in 2008. It's a sad, you know, emotional song. And I was gonna have Ivrea take shots of me like walking down the street and you know doing a voiceover for it and playing that in the streams while like I'm going to the bathroom leading up to Jump Festa.
We can make that Thursday. Please?
No, I think we should. Idea. Please, I think I should. I've just got to get some shots of me walking sadly, and you know maybe some fake tears and.
Yeah, and I need a classic shot of hands in the pocket, you just staring out over the lake.
I have a picture like that for my wedding. I'm in my suit,
like a
just staring
distance too.
I'm just like hands about staring. Like,
now, do you want him like at lakefront or do you want him on the balcony?
I want the shot to be like at his back, like we know he's just looking down into the water,
yeah.
And that's where I want the shot from a good distance away.
By the way, I also do have to clarify because I'm sure there's people watching and listening that are saying Dylan lives in a lakefront property. The lake that keeps being mentioned is a scummy pond. Okay, it is not a lake.
If anyone in the chat has ever been to one of the Great Lakes, it's like a little cousin Great Lakes. Like it's that impressive.
Well, they'll see it in the promo video. They'll be able to judge for themselves. Oh boy! All right. Wow, JR, thank you for the super chat. I'm looking forward to that bet. Do we have any more donations or supers here?
Yeah, we got a fiver from Electric Kevin.
Perfect. Kevin, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you.
Final prediction.
Cool.
Who do y'all think will win the death battle later this week between Ash Ketchum and Yugi Moto? How and why do you think Ash or Yugi will win?
Wow.
I forgot when that was going to be. That's coming up.
That is coming
that's
up.
This week.
Yeah.
They dropped the Yugi trailer.
I think Ash, but I'm going to say Yugi just because obviously you were a Yu-Gi-Oh channel, so got to root for that. Yeah.
You could still say Ash if you wanted to, if you believe
that. No, I don't really. I'm not even going to watch it. I'm just going to Google the outcome. I'm going
to
watch
it. I might react to it for a video. I mean, that seems
Can
like...
you please?
I mean, I'll do it with
That'd
me.
Be funny.
Why not? Death Battle's fun.
When's it coming out? Friday night?
I don't know when it's coming out, but
Give me some info.
Not shocked. I'm leaning Ash because I think Ash is going to somehow get a win using like a very strong, like legendary Pokemon.
I will say the thing I will say with Death Battle is they are, I'd say they're a little more balanced, you know, compared
it's not,
to like,
it's not like
a
popularity
fan,
you
kind
of
thing. They what take everybody at their peak, they break them down. And like they break down the characters and everything, you know, like all their abilities, they go through all that kind of stuff. They cover like, I think pretty much the span of their entire show. So like Ash, they'll probably cover that, you know, all of his Pokemon that he specifically has or could use. You know, they, of course, with Yugi, they'll cover season zero through, you know, Dark Side of Dimensions. And then, you know, they'll kind of run through everything. So, I mean, they'll do it. Like they broke down Blade versus Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
You know, says December 7th.
And I will say Buffy won.
Wow.
Whoa.
Doesn't have a time. Where is this released? Like, where can I watch it? On YouTube?
It'll be on YouTube, yeah.
Oh, my God. All right.
I want you, obviously. I'll be rooting for Yugi. I just think that they will have Ash
give
win.
It to, give it to Pokemon. Ash.
And I think he'll win by using, like, a legendary Pokemon or something. But I think
here's
it's,
the thing.
I think it's pretty close.
A smart better never bets with their heart. And for that reason, that's why Ash is going to win.
Can you bet on this on Kalshi?
For this, probably.
You can probably set it up.
Yeah.
Bet on anything. We should be sponsored by
him. Let's get sponsored by Kalshi.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ash. I think he'll win via, like, a Pokemon.
I mean, yeah, that's what he uses. So yeah.
I mean, that is what he uses. But I think, I don't know. I feel Yugi, like, he has access to, like, Egyptian gods and Exodia.
Does have magic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to see how
this is going
to go. It's
not just, like, a card game for him.
Are there any of these death battles something that I would actually enjoy watching that I can go back and watch once so I have an idea of what's going to happen?
Goku versus Superman's pretty good.
Yeah, they've done a couple Goku. They've done multiple of that one too, I think. I think they've done rematches as they've gotten stronger. Like they've had freaking 200 plus episodes.
Give me another one. Wait, is there a way to look up all the episodes? Hold up.
Yeah, they have a list somewhere, but they've done 10 plus seasons worth of episodes. Like they got 200 different matches.
Did they
There we go. Boba Fett versus Samus. Okay, interesting.
They've done some random. They did Gojo versus
this is crazy.
Makima from Chainsaw Man.
Wait, they actually had Kratos versus Spawn. Is that actually serious?
Yeah.
Kratos murders Spawn. Kratos is a Greek
Spawn
god.
Spawn is pretty strong.
But Kratos is a god, technically.
Yeah, Kratos should win.
Kratos should win that. Vegeta versus bro, these are Mario versus Sonic. This is wild.
Yeah.
Wait. Justin Bieber versus Rebecca Black. What are we doing?
Well, they did Sabrina Carpenter versus Sydney Sweeney, didn't they?
Are you looking at Epic Rap?
Wait, Dill. Oh my god, Dill. They have Chun-Li versus Mai Shiranu.
All right, we got to end stream.
Save for later. Yeah.
Something to watch.
Luke versus Harry Potter. Are we kidding? Lightsabers versus magic. This is getting
wizard versus a wizard.
He gets it.
We're gonna go over this in a little bit. Let's finish the stream because this list is wild.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff.
A lot of great ones.
But
I do some crazy stuff.
I do plan on probably doing a reaction to that. So really cool that Yugi's involved in death battle and well, hopefully he wins. I'm gonna
lock it in.
I'm gonna pick Yugi. I think he's just.
If it was Watch Mojo, it'd be Ash 100%. But with it being Death Battle, Yugi.
Yeah, he's a magic man. I think he's gonna win. I think he'll win.
That's what I'm saying.
They called him in high school.
Yeah, the magic.
That's what Alonzo was calling him.
Yes. listen, this has been a blast. For those that don't know, the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! The Chronicles is leaving its once a month spot on this channel. The only time we will be doing a Chronicles podcast moving forward is going to be at the end of the anthology. So when the Charmers finishes in March, we will do an episode at the end of March to talk about all four Charmers episodes in one go. I think it's just better for you guys. That way, like, there's more substance for us to talk about. It's not as, like, redundant in terms of what we're talking about, what we're breaking down every single month. Because, like, for an episode like this, like, you know, I love streaming. Obviously, I love getting together with the guys and hanging out. I love getting together with all you guys and hanging out. I still hope it was entertaining. But there's a cap on what you can really talk about pertaining to the episode when the episodes are what they are. You might be wondering what's going to come to replace it. That really depends on Jump Festa. So stay tuned for Jump Festa. Yep. We've got plenty of Jump Festa streams coming up, including the big one on Friday, December 19th. I'm going to let these boys promote themselves. Shout out to Calibro. Nick T, what is going on in the world of Nameling?
Nameling has a couple things in the works. Album, probably January 2026. Remix songs, at least one in the works by the community's very own Ryu Matrix, who I've heard a snippet of it. I'm very excited for the full thing. And that's it for Nameling right now. You can buy, listen to my songs everywhere, buy my songs anywhere. Fragile Homes has music out as well. We have CDs.
No, CDs.
Pressed.
That's awesome.
Yeah. and also, we new EP with music to stream or buy everywhere. You know, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, or to purchase on iTunes, Bandcamp, Amazon, etc. So any support helps.
Freaking awesome. Yeah. Rio Matrix is great. Dredge, awesome. What's going on with you?
Stream at twitch.tv/Dredgenator. We will be live either tomorrow night, late night, but I'm going out after work, so I don't know about that. And or Friday morning.
Let's go.
Possibly. We'll see. So there'll be something. I don't know what we're going to do. I have not played the new Fortnite season. They've done a lot of changes. I am nervous to play that, but maybe we'll start that up this week. That and we'll get to the Pokemon Black and Nuzlocke.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Follow Hell Dredger. Yeah. Follow Nick T. Dak, what's going on in your world, man?
I mean, mostly the same thing, just streaming over on Twitch at twitch.tv, Dak, FTW, and uploading a lot of the VODs and videos to YouTube, same name. But mostly cool. Just been Kingdom Hearts 3.
Ooh, yeah.
been some Kingdom Hearts 3, been a little bit of a Digimon, what is it, Time Traveler Story or something, I think is the name of that game, the new one. Doing some of that, and then, I mean... Gotta go back. Thanks to a JR request, I gotta bust out the old GameCube and a Game Boy adapter for Dragon Ball Z Legacy of Goku 2.
I'm nice.
Going back and finishing that playthrough and jumping into Boo's Fury at some point after that. So that'll be a lot of fun there as well.
Yeah.
And mostly that's been it. A lot of just fun gaming, doing a little bit of a charity streaming for this first 2 weeks of December. That's been mostly it.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, Dak is, you know, follow him. He's an awesome guy, and he's. If you think we put out a lot of content on this channel, he is just putting out content till the cows come home. It's unbelievable. Great stuff, my man.
He's the workhorse.
Pete, Clueless Gamers, King Pete, as some refer to him. What's going on in your world, man?
Yeah, YouTube channel Clueless Gamers, do a football podcast with my friend Brian called First and 10. There'll be a new episode out tomorrow, so please check that out. We'll be covering all the Thanksgiving games and the weekend fallout that happened, and of course giving our week 14 picks. And follow me on Twitter, PivaCarol21.
Right?
Gotta love
it. Awesome stuff, guys. I want to say thank you. What was what?
Never mind.
I want to say thank you to everyone who came by this stream, to everybody that donated, super chatted as well, and supported that stream, went above and beyond. Thank you. You guys are the reason we are able to do these streams every Wednesday night, you know, every weekday, you know, hopefully, and every, you know, videos as often as they do. So thank you guys so much for all the love, all the support. Huge thank you to the team, Pete, Dak, Dredge, Nick T. Shout out to Caliber as well. Without them, these Wednesday night streams would absolutely not happen. They would not be possible. The guys work really, really hard. So huge thank you to them. They are awesome. Huge thank you to everyone. Please have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Next week is the Talking Yu-Gi-Oh! Show. The week after that is an After Dark, the final Wednesday night stream before Jump Festa. Thank you guys. Love you all. And I hope you have an amazing day.
An amazing day.
Take care, guys.
Peace.
Bye. Later.